It's the Menstruator Podcast. Yeah, I'm around. I'm here. I'm still angry. I'm still a lesbian. Still have endometriosis. Still listening to Luscious Jackson. Let yourself get down. Yeah, I shut it off. Sorry. So where have I been? Where have you been? That's what I say. It's so nice to talk to you. It's Valentine's Day. Love is maybe in the air for you. If not, there is love in the air for you because I love all women. Maybe. Kind of. Not really. No, not really at all. But I try to, and that's important. So Obama had a gay nanny growing up, apparently, and sometimes there's pubic hair in your pancakes. I don't know what number this episode is, but I'm definitely going to call it or refer to it as Don't Call It a Cunt Back. So it's just me alone, and I'm soloing it, which does not mean masturbation in this situation. I'm sorry to say. Fuck off, male oppressors. Where have I been? Where have you been? I've been mostly just reading trivial emails from people like you, I guess, maybe. I don't know. I did get an email from the actual hairdresser on fire, and she said things to me that weren't too kind, and that's okay. But at the end of the day, I still maintain she gives a mean haircut. Maybe her ethics just are filthy. Leslie's kisses to you, you gender turncoat. I bet that all bisexuals went to her HRC party at Sisters in Philly because it was a celebration of women by dressing like men. HRC had some big night in many cities across the country that were to feature women. HRC, her HRC, this big deal. Philly celebrated it because, yeah, the menstruator lives in Philly. I cover these streets in my blood. And Sisters, an establishment here in Philadelphia for lesbianism. I don't really go there, but if you go there, that's cool. I have no problem with that. I've been there before, and I might have to go there one day again soon. And there's nothing wrong. They have a lot of bathrooms, which I really enjoy in a lesbian bar. Lots of bathrooms. I don't think I've ever waited in line to go to the bathroom there. Anyway, they hosted a party for the Her HRC event, and it featured drag kings. And disgusting stuff like that. It disgusts me. Maybe it's your thing. Maybe you like it when women dress up like men. But if you ever see me in my jammies, you'd kind of think maybe I dress up like a man. I don't know. What is it to dress up like a man? Besides strapping something between your legs. It just doesn't belong there. Frankly, it looks silly there. It looks silly. Unless you're fucking me with that thing, just take it off. It's quite sickening. And sickness is just, yeah. What's up? I mean, I've been out for health reasons because I'm sick of all of you. And sometimes you don't deserve to hear my voice. None of you do. And so you were punished, which mostly really just punished me. And it hurt me to do that to you. It hurt me. The show relieves a lot of my stress. And I don't need any more stress because stress makes me sick. It's this endless cycle. Can't you see it? It's that sick feeling like when you see you're watching a movie and all of a sudden there's a schlong in it and you didn't know there was a schlong in it. Like Ewan McGregor's always showing his wiener in a movie. And you're like, for fuck's sake, I'm just trying to watch a movie without seeing schlong. Or sick, like when you look at the cover of the Metro, Philly's free weekly paper. No, not weekly, daily. It's a free daily paper. I have the issue from Thursday, February 10th in my hands, where the big headline is Strangler Raped Girls After They Were Dead. That's about the Kensington killer, and there's details on how he murdered three women. And alongside of that is a huge photograph that is bigger than the text, but it seems like it features the text of a champagne glass and a vase of red roses. You've got Cupid in your corner, I guess, while you're raping dead girls. Is that supposed to be romantic? If he raped them before he murdered them, would that not have been as romantic? Fuck you. Fuck you. I hope your dick falls off into the mouth of another man. And then that wiener in his mouth, he chokes on it. That's what I hope. There's really no reason to feature such text next to a rose ever. It's like you know, a kid is missing and all they have left is his shoe to like go on. So the dogs are smelling the shoe, trying to find the kid, this little tiny boy that everybody cares so much about. Oh, Johnny, oh, he's going to be a doctor one day. Fuck him. And next to that, there's an advertisement for, like, you know, shoe sales. Like, no one would put that in the paper. No. But because it's a woman, nobody cares. And because they're dead, God forbid, these people have family. Oh, three dead girls couldn't possibly have family or mothers or parents. I can't say the F word. Father, I guess. I don't know. They don't really exist. That's a fictional thing. Meanwhile, the Philly Metro makes me sick. And I don't really know what to do with that. So I talk about it. It's all I can do. I've sent the Metro letters before. They don't care. They have people in their sports section that like to speak mostly about women's sexual prowess more so than their athleticism. And there's no need to talk about that. I think it's because they really want to talk about how hot they find the guys. So they just put it all on the women. I'm not really sure. But it's okay. No matter how sick this all makes me, I'm still stronger than every man. Every man like Stephen Fry. And this isn't a timely sort of discussion, but Stephen Fry basically said that women don't like sex because apparently we don't cruise for it in bathrooms. I'm not really sure. But it sounds to me like it actually sounds like he's daring women to have sex with him, maybe. I'm not really sure, but he's a fag, I thought. He is a fag. So methinks Stephen Fry finds that if you don't have HIV, you're not a fan of sex. I think I read that in his diary. Speaking of diaries, have you read the latest Lesbian Connections? Well, you can get it for free at lconline.org. Lesbian Connections is a fabulous publication that only goes to women all over the world. You can advertise in it, you can make connections in it, but not sexual connections. Don't be a fucking asshole. Make connections because, hey, maybe, I'll just refer to a page of it, maybe you want to go to Lakewood, Colorado, right? And you want to know, hey, there are any fucking dykes in Lakewood, Colorado? And so you look up here and you say, shit, there is one. And you can send them a letter. You know what that is? Through the postal mail, a letter you write with pen and paper. Are you familiar with that process? Or you can send an email, which is fine, but try to spell all the words properly. I guess I'm not one to talk. And so you find someone in Lakewood, Colorado who's like, look, this town is awful. They rape us every night. Don't move here. You know what I mean? It's a very helpful digest, if you will. This issue features lesbians in our gardens, and it has an adorable photograph on the cover. Now, you can get this for free, or you can be a really good human with a spirit and a soul. And that excludes all men when I just say those two words. You can donate money, or you can pay for your subscription. They don't really care. This publication has been around forever. I've dealt with the people there. They're fabulous women. And the resource is completely valuable. Because that's where I found out about the most amazing place on earth. And that is the Sugarloaf's Women's Village, which is in the Keys of Florida. And it is a living space, a land trust, where only women may live. Only women may go there. No men are allowed. And it is a tropical paradise. I visited those women and did not want to leave. It was a spiritual situation. It was magical. I fell in love with a blade of grass. I fell in love with a tree. I fell in love with this space that no man has had rights to or could stake his rights to. It was an experience unlike anything I've ever had. And I'll definitely be going back there, hopefully spending some time there. After meeting the women that are there, I really just want to go there for like 6 months and have them make me lists of things to do. I want them to order me around, and I want to be their workhorse. And I think I might be able to fulfill that wish, actually, one day. And I hope I can go and help all these women out. And a lot of females go there in their elder years because, let's face it, some of us lesbians don't do what breeders do. And we stay, on course for the mission, and we don't reproduce. Some of us do that. And when we get older, we pay because there's no one to take care of us. And some of us have to go to these women's spaces to be cared for. And I, frankly, relish the idea of going there and caring for elder women in their final years because they deserve it. They're on the forefront of what I try to live every day. And by going to there, I got books from Barbara Deming, books that she's written that smell. Oh, God, they smell like sea air and vagina. And that's really all I like. Sea air and vagina. So I'm going to pause this for a second. This has been a horrible podcast, and I know it. I'm going to pause this for a moment, and then we're going to do a lovely reading that I think you'll really enjoy. Did I mention that this podcast is brought to you by Lupron and endometriosis and things that are important like that that nobody seems to care about? But that's okay. So yeah, I have endometriosis, and basically that means I live with chronic pain, with my disease being the second most, I'll say popular, the second form of cunt issue, the most popular form of cunt issue for all vaginas in the world, the second one, by the way. What are the solutions? Surgeries don't always work. Usually surgeries never work. Well, pain medication, and of course, what people tell you to do nowadays to deal with pain, because we don't want to be on pain. I don't want to be on pain medication. I'm not on it right now. I haven't been on it in quite some time. I have been dealing with the pain in my head and trying to help it heal my body. It's a little crazy. Maybe it's working. Maybe I'm just getting old. And there's that. So could you imagine a man goes to the doctor with horrible, constant pain and the doctor says, what about mental imagery? Yeah, mental imagery. So, I'm sick and you're sick, and all women should be sick of this male-dominant society. So I'm going to read a mental healing sort of thing. Every woman is smart enough, I believe, to help herself and others. You have to, really. You have no choice. So I'm going to try to fuel that part of you. Going to be reading from Reversing Chronic Pain, a 10-point all-natural plan for lasting relief by Maggie Phillips. Now I just have to find my chapter. I really did lose it, I think. Of course, we're listening to Maria Callas, one of the most amazing opera singers ever. I thought it was on page 80, but I was completely incorrect. This doesn't really always happen, trust me. We are going to be talking to our inner strength. I would like to invite you to take a special journey within yourself to the center of your being, to a place that is very quiet, peaceful, and still. And when you're in that place inside, it's possible for you to find an important aspect of yourself, an energy we will call your inner strength. Inner strength has been with you since before you were born. It connects you to the life force in the universe. It's that energy inside you that has helped you survive during difficult times, to overcome many, many obstacles in your past, just as it is the energy that helps you now to overcome obstacles, whether you have been aware of it or not. Take a little time now to get in touch with your energy. You can notice what images or feelings or body sensations, even colors and symbols, come to you through your inner mind. Be open to whatever you receive. I'm going to count now from 5 to 1, and each number can guide you deeper inside toward the center of your being. 5, beginning to follow your breath so that each time you breathe in, you become more aware of the life force energy flowing through you. 4, this is the energy that connects you with all the wisdom and strength in the universe, with that which has come before you and all that will come after you. 3, this is an energy that is afraid of nothing and of no one. 2. This is an energy that has only and always your best interests and your deepest needs as its motivation. 1. When you are connected with this energy, you may experience a feeling of oneness with yourself and with the world around you. Take a few moments now to connect with your inner strength, opening to whatever you begin to find. Like an open channel, just let whatever is connected to your inner strength appear. Body sensations, imagery, an inner voice, a past memory, symbols, emotional feelings, colors, a presence, or any combination of these. Explore whatever you find inside now. You might want to communicate with inner strength to find out what it has done for you in the past and what it's willing to do for you now. You'll find that you can communicate easily without any need for words. Be sure to arrange an easy way for you to find inner strength whenever you want or need to, perhaps by calling forth these images, feelings, or whatever you have found. As you say goodbye to your inner strength for now, you know that you will meet again whenever and wherever you like, indirectly or directly, accidentally or on purpose. And as I count from 1 to 5, you can begin to bring some of this experience back with you. 1, feeling more confident now that you have the resources you need inside you that will help you resolve the challenge of pain. 2, have additional energy to help you take the next steps forward in your healing. 3, noticing new feelings of calm and well-being. 4, more possibilities of strength now that will be growing inside you. And 5, as you get ready to move and stretch and to open your eyes, the more confidence you feel that you can use these resources you have found to be in touch with your inner strength as a guide and an inspiration, taking your time to complete whatever is necessary so that this experience can be fully useful to all of you, coming back now to your full waking self. Well, that was pretty intense. I hope you enjoyed the reading. I should have told you this beforehand, maybe, but, you know, you could have lied down, listened to me saying those words, and really thought about the sisterhood inside of you, what it feels like flowing all around. The next show is probably going to feature an interview with Julian Moore. I said Julian. Julian Moore has to be a dude. She's such a fucking gender traitor, right? Right? Because I won't let that horse die yet. The kids are all right. Yeah. There's going to be an interview soon. So I'm going to flee the scene. I'm not sure when the next show is going to be. And some of you still don't deserve my words. Make sure you sleep every night with your hand on your vagina. Happy cramps.